July 12th, I woke up this morning and it dawned on me that commuter logs weren't going to really be a thing if I don't have to drive into work. So now I'm sitting at my desk and realizing that let me see if this worked. Is it not working? Oh, I got it now. Okay. There we go. So commuter logs can't really be a thing if I'm not driving into work every day. So I guess now they're going to be desk logs. Desk logs, that's hard to say. Desk logs. I don't know. I'll come up with some word that means not commuting. But it's weird though, cuz I don't have, like, I feel like driving gives the brain a chance to, like, or and maybe it shouldn't, but it does. It gives the brain a chance to wander and think of things. All I've really been thinking about is how I can get ahead on this work, because in the process of moving home, I've been putting myself behind as far as work. So I've got to really get it together today. And I was thinking maybe I could get a head start on some of these assignments that I have. Since I technically can't clock in until 6, you know, it's just one of those things where it may benefit me to just go ahead and start trying to get some of this work done. Oh, goodness. Still getting used to working off of a laptop. That's kind of weird. And now I have 3 screens, which is cool, except one of them is a laptop and it's smaller. So it's just like a whole different viewing experience and the whole thing's different. So definitely got to work on that. But yeah. I think I don't have anything special to really consider. Getting to the gym earlier was great. Like, I was on my way home way earlier than normal, so I definitely enjoyed that. Let's see. There's a couple of steps I have to do now. Let me remember. Which one was it? Fully charged. Oh, here we go. But yeah, so that's that. Nothing too special. Same deal today. Today I'll be trying to figure out what I'm going to eat. I've been eating out the last couple days because I don't have I don't really have any food. I mean, I do, but it's just nothing that I'd want to cook, I guess. So lunch might just be like a veggie fry. I don't know. I got plenty of vegetables that need to go. And we'll go from there. I've been wanting to read this. So I read a book. And it's called The Four Agreements. I forget who wrote it. I should probably know who wrote it, but I have it saved to my desktop. And I like to read these maybe like once a week. So The Four Agreements just talk about 4 rules that you should keep to yourself or not keep to yourself, but you should keep with you and use to work towards, not really work towards anything, to just go in you with your walk in life, I guess is the long way of saying it. But I'm just going to read these off. So the four agreements, the first one is be impeccable with your word. Speak with, be impeccable with your word. And with that, it says, speak with integrity, say only what you mean, avoid using the word to speak against yourself or to gossip about others. Use the power of your word in the direction of truth and love. I think that's great. I don't do that very well at all. I've always been like a negative, I don't say negative person, but I've always been the one that says, I tell myself, you can't do that. So then when I do it, I feel, you know, amazing. So that's always been something that's kind of been a thing for me. Gossiping, I think everyone's guilty of that. You'd be hard pressed to find somebody in 2018 who hasn't had something to say about somebody else. Truth and love. Truth, I'm probably a little bit better at. Love, not so much. Not really my thing at this point in life. It's like difficult to find and maintain those types of connections, but whatever, it's something to work towards, right? The second one is second of the four agreements, don't take anything personally. It says, nothing others do is because of you. What others say and do is a projection of their own reality. When you are immune to the opinions and actions of others, you won't be the victim of needless suffering. That's obviously true, but it's also very difficult. We're human, and by nature, we, you know, take other people's, you know, considerations into ours, and you know, how we perceive being viewed, or what we think people are doing when they're looking at us, or whispering in our vicinity. You know, those are all human reactions to that kind of stuff. So it's definitely something that we have to continuously grow and learn from. So let me see, what's the next one? Don't make assumptions. Find the courage to ask questions and to express what you really want. Communicate with others as clearly as you can to avoid misunderstandings, sadness, and drama. With just this one agreement, you can completely transform your life. I wholeheartedly believe in that, without a doubt. And perfect example of misunderstanding is the interview I went on Tuesday. You know, there was a writing sample that was required after the exam, and I didn't fully understand the rules for it. Because when I interviewed for this job originally, they were going to send me an email, and then I had to respond within 15 minutes of opening the email. And so that's how I took the instructions for this interview. And so I kind of went back to my desk and piddled around, and was trying to get some stuff set up for me to go work from home. And then I opened the email and realized it's saying that you have to respond within 15 minutes of receiving this email. So two totally different sets of instructions that I perceived the same, and thus it cost me like, you know, eight of the 15 minutes. So by the time I submitted it, you know, I had barely made the cutoff. I don't really feel like I answered all the questions. And it probably cost me that job, which is okay. I mean, it's, you know, I'm lucky enough to not be in a terrible situation where, you know, you feel like every interview is like you have to nail it. But I definitely was not happy that I misinterpreted what was asked of me, and therefore my sample you know, I did it. I didn't get a chance to proofread it. I didn't get a chance to make sure I answered all the questions, stuff like that. So that kind of bothered me. But that's just a perfect example of, you know, don't make assumptions, you know, and we do that in our everyday life. We assume things based on what we already know. And, you know, for most people that works for majority of the time. And then when it doesn't, you know, it backfires and it can be harmful in some cases. So, and then, the last of the four agreements is always do your best. Your best is going to change from moment to moment. It will be different when you are healthy as opposed to sick. Under any circumstance, simply do your best and you'll avoid self-judgment, self-abuse, and regret. I agree with that. Obviously I agree with all of these, but it's just one of those things where if you do your best, that means that was all that you could do. And, don't get me wrong, people are still not happy when they don't get what they want, even though they did their best. But, you know that there is nothing more that you could do. And that's important, you know. That's really important. So, doing your best is something that I think most people fall short on. And even the people who we perceive as, you know, greats and all those things, they had moments where they didn't feel they did their best. Now, their best may have simply, I mean, what they did may still have put them ahead of a lot of other people, but personally and mentally, they may have felt they could have done better. And that haunts all of us, you know, because in retrospect, you know, we all can feel like we could have done more, or, you know, especially like in relationships or in a sports and stuff like that, you know, any facet where you're competing or working in something that's going to have an impact on you for, you know, whether it be the immediate or the long term, you can always look back and critique those experiences. And that's just part of life. So, but yeah, I just want to say that. I think I'm going to do this again and try to do it in 3 minutes so that I can see what the transcription looks like. So we'll give that a shot. But anyways, I think that's enough for today.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.